Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A heads up, there'll be another shutdown of the Hunter Valley Rail Network next week from Newcastle to Muswellbrook and out to Yulin and Narrabri. Between Tuesday and Friday next week, there'll be track work, including upgrade works on thousands of metres of track formation and the replacement of more than 13,000 metres of rail. Buses will be replacing trains, and Wayne Johnston, the ARTC General Executive of the Hunter Valley Network, says the most important part of the work will be the Levin Crossall upgrades to make it more level for both motorists and freight trains particularly to get through.
34 level crossings west of Muswellbrook area, which will be what they call tamped. So a machine that picks up the track, vibrates, compacts, gets it down to a very stable base, but also at the right level for motorists to cross. That's one of the key focus areas, particularly as we run into what will be a pretty intensive sort of grain season.
This weekend is a New South Wales Rural Fire Services Get Ready weekend ahead of the warmer months. The Upper Hunter has already started the official bushfire danger period earlier than usual due to the catastrophic season last year and the conditions in the region. Hunter Valley Police District Commander Superintendent Tracy Chapman says now is the time to be getting prepared and preparing your home ahead of the warmer months.
Things like clearing out rubbish, cleaning their gutters out, and certainly having a bushfire safety plan that they can enact when they need to is really important for them. A lot of people don't think about those things until the last minute, particularly around things like pets and animals. Really important to know what you're going to do, how you're going to transport them, those sorts of things should you need to evacuate.
And Hunter Local Land Services is conducting a survey to see how the Hunter River short-necked turtle population is going in the region. The drought has had a big impact on the species who potentially live in the Munmurra, Goulburn, Crewe, Merriwall, Halls, Wybong, Dartbrook, Isis, Pager, Hunter and Wollumbi rivers. Ecologist Phil says they're looking for more residents to give them permission to access their land so they can survey an even bigger area, but not every area will work.
There has to have been holes up to 1.5 metres deep through the drought. So where the river's dried right out, very shallow or no water whatsoever, a lot of turtles would have died. So we're trying to target those areas where populations would have been able to survive the worst of the drought.
If you can help, contact Hunter Local Land Services. And that's your latest local news.